Hello, all my listeners out there. So, today's episode is sponsored by no one actually yet. But today's episode is sponsored in the name of frustration. That's right. This episode, I'm pretty much going to be going on a rant of my frustrations. But before I get into that, let me introduce you into who I am. And let you know what it is that you're listening to if you don't already know. So you are listening to the Fly Talk podcast hosted by Mo. So on this podcast, I'll be talking about a variety of subjects, but today I'm going to be talking about frustration. So I feel like for the last maybe 3 years, 4 years, I've been in this state of frustration, but really I've been in this state of intense frustration for maybe like the last 2 years, right? So back in May of 2018, I graduated from college, got my degree. And most people, when you ask them about their college experience, you know, they say, oh, I had so much fun. I met so many people. You know, my college friends are, you know, my friends, you know, for the rest of my life, pretty much. And for me, college wasn't that for me. You know, I spent all 4 years really just being frustrated, whether that was frustrated over tests, exams, grades, or whether that was frustrated over not wanting to take out any student loans, or how am I going to pay for this education once I graduate? You know, what am I going to do once I graduate? It was just a frustrating time. Like, I think I've come to the conclusion where I believe I am a frustrated person. And I overthink and I overcomplicate pretty much everything. So I graduated from college. That was really just kind of like a blur. When I walked across the stage, I'm like, wow, this is really over with. So like, what's next? You know, people were like, man, you just accomplished like a big thing. And in my mind, I'm like, this is nothing. Like, this is nothing to me. You know, like, I want to accomplish so more. I want to be, you know, a millionaire one day. I want to, you know, have my own business, doing something that I love. Whoop de whoop whoop. So I really just spent that time frustrated through college. And I mentioned college because these are some of the things that have taken place over the last 2 or 3 years. I mentioned that when I first started, I mentioned that I was so frustrated, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years. So I'm just kind of giving you a backdrop to everything. So I graduated from college, frustrated myself through that. And I'm 25. Oh, that's what I meant to say. Also, I was so in a rush of finishing. I'm like, man, how am I 24 finishing, you know, a bachelor's degree? Like, it took me 6 years. I was such in a rush to try to hurry up and get out. So I graduated when I was 24. Boom, my birthday is in July, middle of the summer. I turned 25 and I just kind of hit this epiphany almost. And I'm like, man, like, I'm 25. Like, I got 5 years until I'm 30. I got to figure out the rest of my life within these next 5 years. And now that I talk about it, I actually can laugh about it because it's kind of dumb. I still feel that way, but it's kind of dumb that I even feel that way. And now, you know, here it is. It's a new year. July is not that far around the corner. I'm gonna be 26. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, at 25, I didn't think I would be in this situation that I'm, I didn't think my life would be going this way, right? Like, I thought that I would be in a better position financially. I thought I would either have my business going, you know, or I'll be working in a prominent career, you know, making a decent amount of money. And none of those things are happening right now. And it's a very frustrating thing because it's like, when you sit and you pray to God and you say, God, this is what I want in life, and this is kind of what I don't want in life. But God, it's funny because everything I said I did not want in life is happening right now. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what's really going on, Lord? And I don't think a lot of times, you know, in society, like, you know, like, people always will tell you growing up, they'll say, man, your 20s are going to be. I remember my oldest cousin. Not my oldest, but one of my older cousins, she called me on my 20th birthday and she was like, happy birthday. And she was like, how old are you now? I was like 20. And mind you, at 20, I was like, I was already saying I got 10 years until I'm 30. And my cousin was like, really, Monica? Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I just feel that way. And she was like, no, like, you're 20. Like, it's time to live now. Like, it's time to have fun. And when you hear people talk about their 20s, they be like, man, I had such a great time when I was in my 20s. And usually when people hit that depression stage, it's kind of when they get to 30. But no, like, it hit me early. And my purpose of mentioning that is just to say, like, man, like, people say live in your 20s, but I haven't had fun in my 20s at all. Like, I've been frustrated. I've been depressed. I've been just not living my life, quote unquote, whatever that even means. And I don't feel like a lot of times, like, I don't know if people feel the way I felt, you know, the way I feel, or maybe this is just me, but, like, I was talking to somebody else at church and they were saying, like, I don't think people talk a lot about your 20s. Like, when you hit that 25 mark, like, I feel like I'm going through a quarter life crisis over here. And I feel like I have nobody to talk to about it, and nobody can relate to me, you know, as far as, you know, how I'm feeling. But people really do need to talk about, like, when you're in your 20s, you're trying to step into adulthood, and, you know, especially your mid to late 20s, you're trying to step into adulthood, you're trying to correct, you know, maybe mistakes or that you made in the past, or you're reflecting on life and, like, what's next. And for me personally, you know, I'm 25 and I'm like, man, like, I'm ready to figure out what my purpose is. I've been ready to figure out what my purpose is, but I want to know what my purpose is so I can start working towards it, because without it, I just feel like I'm out here just rolling around, you know, and wasting time. Or, you know, it may be, okay, I really want to be financially stable. I want to break a generational curse. I want to be the first generational millionaire in my family, you know. So it's kind of like I'm in that process of trying to step into my own adulthood, you know, like, as a woman, and then step into my calling, step into my purpose, and start trying to make these moves. But it's like, lately, I've just been so frustrated because I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stagnant. Like, I can't, like, I'm trying to move forward, but it's kind of like I'm in quicksand. I'm drowning in quicksand, and I can't quite put the one foot in front of the other. And usually with me, so I've been in church all my life, right? You know, my mom is not a pastor. My dad is not a pastor, but my mom always made sure that, you know, we went to church. And in my high school years, so probably when I was 15, I really got, like, I was like, man, like, I want to get saved. I want to start reading my word. I'm gonna start praying. I'm gonna get closer to God. And to be honest with you, like, during that time, I really felt like I was close to God. Like, he was moving in my life. When I would pray about things, he would just allow them to happen. And, honestly, I really wasn't exposed to life yet then. You know, when you think about 15, you don't really know nothing. You don't know nothing at 25 either, but you really don't know nothing at 15. So I mentioned that to say that, you know, I was really involved in church, and I made it I'm the only child, so I made it a point to kind of reach out to, you know, mentors. I always had women in my life who could speak into my life, who were older than me, and, you know, pray for me, and, you know, kind of just guide me. And I got away, when life started kind of happening, I got discouraged. I kind of got away from going to church. I had went through this whole little moment of, you know, man, you know, I believe in God, but that don't mean I have to go to church every Sunday, or that don't mean I have to go to church, woo woo woo. But I do realize the importance of being able to fellowship, to being able to see people. So, you know, if they see something that's wrong or not right, or, you know, you haven't been showing up the last Sundays, they can ask you what's wrong with you, because you do need people to kind of hold you accountable and walk with you through life, because life is hard. But I got away from, like, having spiritual people in my life. And then when I got back in church, I was like, you know what? I need to get back onto this. I need to have some seasoned spiritual people speaking into my life so I can express my frustration and they can pray for me and all that. But I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I really feel like I'm out here not alone, but I feel like nobody can understand, right? You know, and I've talked to people, like I've reached out to people at my church. I've reached out to people in my family who I respect. I even reached out to certain friends, and I'm really kind of going into a season where people who I was once close to, I'm not as close to now. And I'm becoming okay with it. Slowly but surely becoming okay with it. So I reached out to people, you know, trying to confide in people and just express my frustration. And I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody has been able to give me an answer that satisfies me, right? You know, when you think about being satisfied, I'm not necessarily saying something that I want to hear, but none of the answers have been able to give me peace, have been able to give me rest. And I kind of like asked God, I was like, well, God, you know, I thought I was doing right by, you know, getting back involved in church and, you know, trying to seek out spiritual mentors or, you know, trying to ask for advice from my friends or from people that I love and people that I respect. And I know some of you may be thinking like, dang, like, girl, like, why do you feel like you have to have somebody that you can confide in? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that. So a few weeks ago, a friend of mine sent me a personality test. I'll leave the link in, not in my bio, but I'll leave it in the link for this episode so you guys can take it. She sent me a personality test and I took it. And the results I got was I was considered to be an advocate. Now, an advocate is somebody who really wants to make change, who purpose is important to them, all that type of stuff. Like the personality test was so accurate. But what stood out to me and kind of how I knew, okay, like this is really me, it basically said that, you know, when I'm making a decision, I like to get the opinions of those who are close to me or those who I respect. And I was like, wow, that is so me. So that ties into me wanting to find like spiritual mentors, me wanting to confide in my friends or confide in, you know, my close family members and really get their opinions on, you know, my frustration and what it is that I'm going through in this season. And if it, we talking about frustration, I'm even more frustrated that I'm not getting that satisfaction from being able to confide in people. I'm not, you know, and it's not that I want to make this clear, like, not that the answers that people have been giving me, it's not that they haven't been good, but it's like I'm searching for something. And I'm like, Lord, you know, like, I know, like, before I ask anybody anything, I need to come to you foremost. I understand that and I recognize that. But I think I heard in one sermon before, it says that, you know, you speak through people, you know, and that's why I can try to confide in people and find people who can speak into my life and pray over me. But I'm going to be honest, again, I haven't found that in this season. I'm like, Lord, are you just trying to tell me to draw closer to you? Which I have. I've gotten back in my word. I just have to work on continually being consistent. But it's frustrating that I can't find somebody who I can confide in about my frustration. So in addition to me, you know, reading my word, praying, fasting, I also have been journaling, and I've really been journaling a lot. Even before, like, right in December, I kind of started just journaling more, and it's really been helpful. And I'm not the perfect person who has the perfect faith, because some days I'll be like, dang, like, Lord, can I get a break? Like, when are you going to come through? Are you going to come through? But I try not to be so hard and condemn myself so much, because I don't have a perfect faith, but I do have faith. And the fact that I'm writing these things down, I'm documenting it, and I'm like, subconsciously, I'm telling myself, wow, like, write this stuff down. So when 5-10 years come from now, and you are delivered from this, and you do have clarity, and you on the path that God wants you on, you're gonna look back and be like, wow, like, look what God brought me through. So that was just my little tidbit, my rant on being frustrated and sort of what I'm doing to kind of work through that frustration. And just encourage you guys, like I mentioned, I'm journaling, I'm trying to work through it. In the meantime, until God sends me somebody that I can confide in, or, you know, until we continue to get that close relationship with God, I've just been journaling. So what do you guys do to work through frustration? Do you work out? Do you journal? Do you read? Do you walk? What do you do to get through your frustration?